You are listening to the Stillbirth Matters podcast, presented by the Star Legacy Foundation. Learn more at starlegacyfoundation.org. If you enjoy this podcast, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. Our guest for this episode is Dr. Noreen Russell, an OB from Ireland, who is the lead clinician for early pregnancy care at the clinic where she works. She is also a member of the pregnancy loss clinical and research teams, as well as the perinatal medicine team. Her research has resulted in more than 20 peer-reviewed original papers and more than 80 published conference proceedings. Dr. Russell's research interests include high-risk obstetric care, prenatal diagnosis and screening, recurrent miscarriage, and obstetric ultrasound, including the effect of maternal diabetes on fetal cardiology. Well, Dr. Russell, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
You're very welcome, Chris.
My first question for you is, I like to ask OBs this question who get involved with stillbirth and pregnancy loss, because most OBs get into their field because they like the joyful part of pregnancy, the happy, the hopeful. But you have kind of become interested in pregnancy loss and stillbirth, and I'm just wondering, how did you get drawn to that part of OB?
One of the worst telephone calls you can get is a phone call from the emergency department from an experienced midwife who says, you've got to come down here, this lady's come in, usually with reduced fetal movement, and I can't detect a fetal heartbeat. That's the worst call to get, because no matter what you're doing, your heart starts to race and you immediately think, okay, I've got to get down there. How soon can I get there? And unfortunately, usually when you do reach the emergency department and you start to scan the patient, the midwife is very often correct, and you can't detect a fetal heartbeat, and you have to break this news to the parents. Sometimes mom on her own, she's just popped in because she wasn't really that worried and she just wants you to tell her everything's okay. And that had a huge impact on me, those moments, and having to, I suppose, watch this, you know, this the hope completely and utterly disappear out of her face or of their faces and say, look, I'm really sorry, but I can't see a heartbeat, and I should be able to see a heartbeat, and I've looked really closely, and unfortunately that means that your baby has died. They are the absolute worst words I have to utter. And I think from very early on, I just wanted to ideally not have to utter them at all, but in at least, you know, try and understand why and try and reduce that awful, 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 awful experience for parents, and just try and make stillbirth less of a common occurrence. When I was training, that spurred me on to research this area. And then when I was in training, I had the good fortune to work with a senior colleague, Keelan O'Donoghue, who was already doing research in this area and was very methodical and very, just believed in very, very thorough investigations, doing everything the same way, the same time, trying to do the same blood test, trying to really, really increase our understanding of why stillbirth occurs. So it was a very natural fit then when I became a consultant myself that I would continue on researching in this area.
So the majority of the people who listen to this podcast are families who have experienced pregnancy loss. And so they're always talking about being on the receiving end of the news that you just talked about, how it's so hard to deliver that news. I'm sorry, there's no heartbeat. But I'm curious to get your perspective on what it's like to deliver that news. Do you receive training for those types of moments? Or is it just you have to follow your instincts and do what you think is best in those situations?
It's interesting, Chris. I would have to say I received very little, probably no training in delivering that news. And for me, it's It's always I'm always trying to sense, okay, where are these parents at? It's just trying to get into that headspace and say, right, okay, what do they need from me? Sometimes parents are really already worried. Sometimes the mom is really worried and you're just confirming what she has already worked out. Sometimes it comes as a complete bolt from the blue. And I'm in the position where I'm teaching people about delivering this news. What I try and teach is connection and just speaking slowly, just looking the patient in the eye and saying, I'm sorry, and really, really meaning it. I think it's important not to say too much, because once you say those words, I'm sorry, but your baby's heart's not beating, your baby is, you know, sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes you have to say your baby has died. You have to be very blunt, because the news is so awful. This isn't the time for nicisms and trying. There's no easy way to deliver this news. And then stop and just let that news sink in, and not fill the silence, not keep on talking, but just actually let it sink in. And that's it's awful. I can recall numerous occasions where I've had to do this, and each of those has affected me very, very deeply.
So shifting gears a little bit, when you work with pregnant women, you are an advocate for parenting to begin during pregnancy. How did you develop this approach, and can you explain what it means and how it might differ from other approaches to pregnancy?
Yeah, the way it developed is that so often the presenting complaint, or women's first intuition that something is wrong, is that perception of decreased fetal movement. And there are so many conflicting websites, guidelines out there for mums. There are movement apps. There's a lot of advice about movement, but I just try and keep it really, really simple. So what I say to my mums, I say, I usually have this conversation around kind of 20 weeks, 22 weeks, even before they're feeling movement, and say, what I want you to become familiar with is what's your baby's normal. So very similar to the advice you get when you have a newborn, but starting that advice earlier and saying, I want you to become familiar with what's your baby's normal, so that when I ask you about movement, you can say, my baby always moves before, you know, in the morning or in the evening or after I eat or when I sit down. And I don't give them specific guidance, you know, that your baby should move 10 times a day or 10 times in an hour, because every baby is an individual and every baby is a little bit different. But what I really want my moms to do is say, okay, what's normal for my baby? And then recognize when their baby is not behaving normally in utero. So it's that concept of, you're not kind of comparing your baby to the baby you read about in a book or what you see on the app or what your friend tells you their baby does. You're saying, okay, what's normal for my baby? I think that's a really, really important concept. And then you can gauge, and you can say, yeah, my baby is definitely not doing its normal thing today because it always moves when I sit down or when I lie down. And I think it's engaging that maternal intuition. Do I think everything's okay or do I not? And I've talked to my mums about intuition, and I say, look, you know, if you're worried and you think your baby is quiet and not moving as well, don't talk yourself out of that worry. Don't say, oh, I'm probably imagining it, but try and understand, why do I think that? What's making me feel that? Try and tell my mums just to tap in that intuition, because I think that's a really critical part of the message to reduce stillbirth. It's enabling our moms to believe that they have, you know, to speak up for the things they're worried about. I find it absolutely devastating when I'm doing, post-stillbirth counselling, or when I'm doing my follow-up visits, and moms say to me, you know, I knew for a couple of days beforehand that things weren't right, but I went to my you know, I talked to my friends and they said, oh, they can, you know, babies can get quiet. And one of the greatest myths I think we have to tackle